It looks like it's time for one of our weekly calls. Hi, Mom. How's it going? Yeah, I'm good, too. Just finishing up an assignment. Oh. Hey, I haven't shown you my campus yet, have I? No, this is a great time. Here, I'll just... Do you see me? Hey, Mom. Hi. Yeah, I'm not in my dorm room at the moment. We can go on a little adventure as I walk back home. Oh, why do I look like I've been crying? I haven't been crying. What are you... Oh. You mean my mascara. Well, that happened a little bit ago. Don't worry about it. I'm fine now. Really, Mom, it's fine. Just a couple of boys teasing me in the library. I still got my assignment done in the end. Anyway, this is a hallway. Very exciting, I know. I usually walk through here to get to the library over there. I would show you around inside, but I just got myself kicked out on account of those boys teasing me. Like I said, it's fine. Oh! Thank you. Sorry about that, Mom. Just some more boys. They just like to... Ah! Spank my butt as they walk by. You know how it is. I'm fine, Mom. It's been going on for a little while now. You know how college is. Boys will be boys. Ever since word got out about me being Jake's cocksleeve, the news kind of spread, I guess. And well, you saw how all the boys in the dorm reacted. So you can imagine what my life is like now. It's been a bit of a mixed bag. Like, on one hand, more people are noticing me, which is nice. My circle of friends has expanded a lot. But on the other hand, oh, they can be a little too friendly sometimes. This is kind of what I mean. See here, Mom? I want to get through here, but these two boys won't let me past until I... Okay. You too? Okay. Okay. There we go. Sorry about that, Mom. I'm back. Oh, that. Well, a lot of the guys around here like to treat me as, like, a public cum dumpster. I think that's the proper term. Anyway, just like in my dorm room, they all walk up to me and use my throat however they want. I can't really go anywhere on campus without running into someone who wants me to swallow their gelatinous spunk. like in the library before you rang. I was barely in there for 3 minutes before some boys decided they wanted a warm, wet hole to blow their loads in. Honestly, I'm surprised I got any work done between all the schlong jelly I had to swallow down. I spent more time with a cock in my face than an actual book. Oh, relax, Mom. They're not bothering me too much. Sure, the constant gagging and choking is a bit annoying, but it's not too bad. Anyway, here's the next part of our tour. The cafeteria. This is where I usually eat lunch between classes. It's pretty empty now, but during the day it can get pretty crowded. They serve the usual. Sandwiches, burgers, pizza, pasta. Although, there's a good little cafe down the road for when we get bored of the regular stuff. The food here isn't the best, but it's affordable. You know how it is with college food. Oh, hey. Don't mind me. I'm just giving my mom a virtual tour. No, no. No frosting today. That was Tom. He's a friend of mine. Think he studies something with science? I don't actually know. We hang out a lot during lunch and he likes giving me frosting. Oh, right. Frosting is the word some of these guys use. Basically, it's when they come all over my food and make me eat it. It's part of the joke, get it? They add frosting to my lunch. Frosting, like a thick heap of cock custard? So, like, I'll order a slice of pizza or whatever, and then Tom and a few other boys will walk over and they'll pull out their cocks and then they blast my food with their baby batter. Sometimes they make me rub it for them, but it's all the same. Then, once my food is absolutely drenched in their foul fun gel, they all watch as I swallow every last bite of the cum-soaked dish. I have to say, the boys on campus are very creative with their little jokes. Yeah, it can be a little exhausting at times, but I always try to be polite and smile through it. To be honest, it makes all my meals here taste horrid. Like, all that salty, thick gentleman's relish, it just covers everything, overpowering all the flavors. I've kind of forgotten what food is supposed to taste like. And the smell is just as bad. I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a sandwich that reeks of pungent pole milk before, but let me tell you, Mom, it is not my favorite meal. These days, it's like my mouth is constantly filled with the flavor of nasty, clumpy nut batter. And the boys all laugh when they watch how much the taste disgusts me. But that's all part of the joke, right? Oh, actually, here's Tom again. He can explain the joke better to you. Hey, Tom, can you explain to my mother what frosting is? She wants to... Yeah, what? You just want me to... Thank you. I guess he had somewhere he needed to be. Sorry about that, Mom. Tom's usually more talkative. Anyway, let's continue the tour. From the cafeteria, we move out to the courtyard. As you can see, a very popular hangout, even after hours. We have a few picnic tables here, where students can study outside, and there's the fountain, the statue of our founder, whose name I don't know. Oh, and over there's Emily. Mom, remember Emily? I told you about her during my first week. We've been besties since orientation. Hi, Emily. Hi. Oh. All right, she's giving me the finger. That's just a joke between us. Yeah, a lot of the girls have gotten in on the same joke as the guys around here. Where the boys call me a cock-craving bitch, most of the girls have their own cute nicknames for me. Yeah, like Skank or Tramp or that stupid whore whom my boyfriend fucked last weekend. You know, funny nicknames. It's all jokes between us. I know they love me. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? Usually I'd just follow along here back to the dorms, but since we're touring, I'll show you one last place. This is where most of my classes take place. This room is for lectures. There are a couple more down the hall. This one is a computer lab. Over there, that leads to the teacher's offices, and this room here, I take... Oh, hi, Mr. Benson. Didn't think you'd still be here. I'm giving my mom a little tour of the campus. Mom, this is Mr. Benson, my economics professor. Mr. Benson is my favorite teacher on campus. It's true. It's true. You're the only one that doesn't kick me out of your classes just because I'm running late or I have cum in my hair. In fact, you treat me even better now than before. Why are you acting so bashful, sir? Why, just the other week I was running behind on my classwork. I asked if I could have an extension. And Mom, get this, he let me make up for it with an oral exam. Isn't that just the nicest? I had to spend the day under his desk. Sorry, Mom. Mr. Benson didn't like that I was telling you about him. I forgot that his oral exams were meant to be a secret. It's all right, though. He won't fail me. I'll just have to do a makeup exam next week sometime. Okay, I think that's enough of a tour. Let's get home, shall we? Just through here, and it's already looking familiar, right? There it is, my room. And look who it is, Jake. Mom, you know my roommate, Jake. Jake, this is my mom. Say hi. Aw, did you hear that? He said you almost look as fuckable as your daughter. He has such a way with words. No, Mom, it's a compliment. Trust me. Besides, he's right. We are a cute pair. Almost look like sisters, right, Mom? Anyway, Jake, I was giving my mom a tour of the campus. She really likes the school, don't you? I showed her the hallways, cafeteria, courtyard, and a few of my classes. Can you think of anywhere else I need to show her? Oh, well, I don't think she really needs to see that. I was talking more about, like, locations, not just your, you know. And no, you're right, Jake. You're always right. People love to watch you fucking my throat and all that. Sure, let me just put the phone down. I'm here. All right, Mom. To finish up this tour, Jake will show you exactly how his throat urinal swallows his love sauce. Don't worry. This shouldn't take too long. So just watch and enjoy, Mom. Okay.
Ah.
Thank you. Mom? You still there? You still there? Thanks for calling. We'll do it again. Next week, all right? Love you. See ya.